Mirabelle Skipworth is here today, along with Tucker Metzl. We'll let them open up with a song, and then we'll talk a little bit. Here they are.
Lost on me. to be deceived.
Mirabelle Skipworth and Tucker Metzl, what a fine song. Is that one your stalker?
No. It's one we actually both wrote together.
Uh-huh. What's it called?
It's called The Portrait.
The Portrait. Tell me a bit about it.
Well, we went on tour for the first time together in October 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. 2023.
Yeah, and we were driving from Milwaukee to Illinois, I think, and... or somewhere in Wisconsin, and there's these crazy clouds that were up in the sky, and they're just really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that image just stuck in our brain, and we were played a house show at my parents' house in Illinois the next day, and we're like, let's try to write a song, and that image was still in our brains, so that kind of that led from this image to like a very, you know, big heady thoughts, that pipeline.
Yeah, I don't know where I am, but I'm where I'm
you
supposed
gotta tell
to
that
be.
That line
I'm
is.
Glad you said that because a friend of Mirabelle's dad actually said that about biking. They were talking about biking, and he was like, "Sometimes I just bike so long and get lost, and I don't know where I am, but I look around and it's so beautiful. I know it's where I'm supposed to be."
Shout out to Dave for that awesome line. That line.
Killer line.
Yeah, you get credit for noticing it. Of all the lines you're exposed to and all the things we hear. You can't get bombarded by so much. Both mm-hmm. of you are songwriters. Do you find it hard to find time to sit and focus? How are you managing your craft in the world we're in these days?
Mm-hmm. I definitely write a lot less than Mirabelle. I think I'm always trying to, like you said, kind of take in ideas from, you know, stimulus around me and what other people say. So I'm constantly writing down like little phrases, like into a notes app in my phone or in an actual notebook, that are kind of misplaced and just sound nice as they are. And then every once in a while, one of those gets extrapolated onto and turns into a song. But.
That's what August Wilson did that for a lot of his plays. Mm-hmm. He would sit and listen to other people speak mm-hmm. in places where a lot of his plays are set, restaurants or just public places, and he'd hear bits of dialogue, and he'd write mm-hmm. them down on a piece of paper and sort of put them in a box, mm-hmm. and then eventually he would use some of that dialogue to craft a play. And I always thought that was a neat way, and that's similar, it sounds like,
yeah,
to what
so.
You're doing.
That is cool.
How about you, Mirabelle?
Yeah, I feel like I write in a lot of different ways. There's like the kind of just I'm in the mood and a song comes out, and that's like not planned time, but I try to make time to just write even if it's not good. I'm in the songwriting group email chain where we get a prompt every week, and I'm really bad at turning something in, but it's a good reminder to like just write, just to practice the craft, and then if something good comes out of it, that's great. But I think just the like any craft, you have to practice it, keep it in your brain.
Yeah, whether you want to do it or not.
Yeah.
Which is where the hard part is. And then if something strikes you. I always call this taking advantage of my temporary moments of sanity. Mm-hmm. You need to immediately get that down if the muse suddenly is being kind to you before you completely lose it. At least that's
for sure
what I feel. You're going to be at a Behind the Song meetup on April 9th?
So, yeah, I run a monthly songwriter meetup every month. It's now at Hazel Grove Brewing. This is our first one there. And it's just like a place for songwriters to meet up with other songwriters and talk about their craft, share a song, and we have a feature each month that plays three songs, and they field questions. And this month it's Tucker. So,
oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Where is the location again?
Hazel Grove Brewing, and that'll be at 6:30 to 9 p.m. There.
And what community is that in Hazelwood?
I think it is in Hazelwood.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, and by the way, you can go to either of these artists' websites. I'm sure you can learn more there. Mirabelle mm-hmm. Skipworth and Tucker Metzel, M-U-E-T-Z-E-L. I can look that up too.
Yeah. If, oh, okay. Well, yeah.
And we'll find out. I think it is in Hazelwood. I'm just not sure exactly where, but mm-hmm. we'll find out. And then you have an album fundraiser.
Yeah, I'm fundraising right now for an album that's recorded. It still needs to be mixed and mastered. And Fermata Brewing in Ambridge, which is more where Tucker, out where Tucker mm-hmm. is.
On Beaver the County.
Yeah, Beaver County. They, Chris from Fermata, very graciously offered to host a fundraiser where he'll be running the bar, and all the bar tips will go to helping me finish off this album. So,
well, how nice. And then you and Tucker and Lyle, is it, are going to be at Acoustic Music Works.
Yeah, so that'll be on May 30th. Lyle is a songwriter out of Asheville, North Carolina. He's touring through, and so that'll be a nice acoustic show.
Wow, Steve Miklas and his crew at Acoustic Music Works have really created a great institution mm-hmm. Out of, don't get me wrong, Steve's got lots of great ideas, but when he started Acoustic Music Works years and years ago, he started it pretty much from scratch, mm-hmm. and it's become an incredible source for listening to music, learning about music, and also trying out musical instruments mm-hmm. too. Mirabelle Skipworth is here along with Tucker Metzel. What would you like to do next?
You want to play one of your songs?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll play a song here. Mirabelle will be singing with me, but this is from a EP that I just recently put out. It's called Prayer Number 6. Oh, if I remember how to play it.
Days will come and go like they've always done before. Time doesn't halt for sorrow hanging in your door. If there's words left to be written and discussions to be had, then there ain't no good use in being sorry for feeling bad. But it's stuck in my mind like a crick in my neck. Ain't a heart just like a vulture scavenging the wreck. But to spill it out right here on the floor between our feet is the first thing I can think to want. The last thing that I need. Do we ever stop lamenting all these avenues that we didn't take? As if they held something better. Was there some greater happiness at stake? I am not my brother's keeper, but I have kept my secrets. Yeah, I can keep my tongue. in hatred and in love. There's a quiet moment in the bearing of our souls. It satiates the need and covers every toll of any spotlight on a stage or the tears of any crowd. It's a whisper in the dark. You can barely speak aloud. And if my purpose is there, well, I suppose we must have met. Though I wrote a song I can hang my hat upon quite yet, there must be something to the deed of singing out our say. Stop lamenting all these avenues that we didn't take. As if they held something better for us. Was there some greater happiness at stake? I am not my brother's keeper, but I have kept my secrets. Yeah, sure, I can keep my tongue. For better or for worse, my darling, indifference and in love.
Tucker Metzel, the song called Prayer Number 6. It's a nice song. Tell me a bit about your background, where you grew up and when you started playing.
Yeah, so I was born in, I guess the first like year of my life was like in Washington County, and then moved up to Beaver shortly after that. I've lived in Aliquippa in Independence Township. I don't know if you know where that is,
but sure,
it's a little more backwoods. Went to school out there till like seventh grade, and I started going to a performing arts school in Midland called Lincoln Park, and that was very formative for me from seventh grade on through the end of high school to get that kind of musical education, and also just be surrounded by artistic endeavors and, you know, just people of kind of that mindset was really helpful.
We have two staff members here that went to Lincoln Park. I don't know if that connection got
absolutely
made.
Absolutely. There was a connection. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was chatting with Alexa. Who else went? Did
Grace is not here today, but Grace
gotcha.
Anderson and Deanna Beringer, our director of programs, taught there for many years.
Fair enough.
Probably not when you were there, but you never know.
So
that helped with your musical sensibilities while you were there.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the education I got from that was close to a collegiate level of musical study. There's some differences, of course, but a lot of the information I got from that made me feel like I don't really need to go to college if I'm going to pursue this, you know, this craft or, you know, this level of what I want to do with songwriting. I was kind of just set out of high school to just go for it, and I did.
You're not alone, too, in making that kind of decision.
For sure.
And everybody has different paths and different choices. The fact that you are not looking at a lot of debt is a nice one.
That is a nice one. Yeah. Yeah, there's downfalls, there's pros, like the debt thing. That's great. But it's worked out so far, I think. But.
Now, when did the two of you start playing together? Has it been a while?
Yeah, like 2 years ago, really. That's when we like really started playing music mm-hmm. together. We met at Acoustic Cafe along with like a lot of the friends that we surround ourselves with that are also great musicians that we collaborate with. And we all kind of just play with each other and mm-hmm. play in each other's bands. And it's a really fun ecosystem.
Yeah, and your voices really suit each other. You sound great singing together. Mirabel, your backstory for people who don't know it, are you from this area originally?
No,
you're from Wisconsin.
Illinois,
or
actually.
Illinois.
Yeah,
okay.
Illinois. I grew up in Illinois for the first 22 years of my life, and I've been here for about 3.5 years now. It feels like longer.
It really does. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
It just a change of pace, and it's affordable and a beautiful place, and had some friends out here, and yeah, now
here. We're fortunate to have you here. That was Mirabel Skipworth. Tucker Metzl is here. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio. This is Larry Berger. You have more songs for us. What do you want to do next?
This is one called The Feast that I wrote for the album that I'm fundraising for right now. Tucker's going to sing some on right now, and he sang and played pedal steel on the recording of this song. We don't have a pedal steel here today.
I was going to say, I didn't see a pedal steel.
No pedal steel, you'll have to wait for the album.
The first time that we touched, I felt you breathing heavy as you prayed to God above. Just as He ordained it, we broke our hands apart. Look sharply at your shame, love, let it nest inside your heart. So hold me fast, hold me tight, hold me whatever way you like. So I can't feel it anymore, 'cause I can't feel it anymore. Listening to me stutter, you pull my lips up to your neck. I whisper to softly, for once I'd like to feel regret. An addiction to that feeling, a demand and then delight. Leave me hungry, darling, then stone me down when it is light. So hold me fast, hold me tight, hold me whatever way you like. 'Cause I can't feel it anymore. Yes, I can't feel it anymore. hands quickly in the back seat of a car. It drives you to deceiving yourself that your body is at war. But you're too scared to take a seat. So hold me fast, hold me tight. Hold me whatever way you like. Cause I can't feel it anymore. Yes, I can't feel it anymore. So hold me fast, hold me tight. Can't feel it anymore. Yes, I can't feel
Mirabel Skipworth, Tucker Metzl, and an imaginary pedal steel in the background. I can hear how nice that would sound. How did you learn to sing? But you just have an incredible voice. Did you sing growing up?
Yeah, I just casually sang growing up. I did choir in middle school and high school. Neither of my parents were musicians, but I was just surrounded by a lot of music just because they're music lovers. And so I think a lot of that subconsciously influenced my singing and just a lot of practice out there singing.
Yeah, I can't quite put it in the words, but there's just a certain charm or alluring quality, and I see a Tucker nodding his head. It's and I don't want to draw comparisons, but no matter the song and the topic of the song, you're still you, and you're really bringing the listener into the song. It's really kind of special what you're able to do. Do you have any recordings out now?
I do, yeah, just under Mirabel Skipworth. Thanks to my parents, it's a very easy name to search in a Google engine. But yeah, I have a couple EPs and a couple old albums that I've released over the years, and a couple singles. Those are the most. The Deer Song and Scary Story are two songs I recently released and recorded over the past year.
So take a look for those at Mirabel with an E at the end, skipworth.com. They gave you two easy and distinctive names. And Tucker, you mentioned an EP earlier. Do you have any recordings of your own we should mention?
Yeah, absolutely. So that EP is called Out of Luck, and it's you can stream anywhere. Look up Tucker Metzl. It's Muetzel, which I think you already spelled, but you know, a little harder to find. My parents didn't give me a great option, but I love it nonetheless. It's a 4-song EP. I actually recorded 8 songs to go on it, but those are kind of like exclusive if you buy a CD kind of business. So just trying to peddle merch.
Yeah, come to a show and get the full album.
Exactly, yeah.
And then are the two of you on the new album together that you're working on that you'll be raising money for when you are at Fermata?
Fermata, yeah.
April 10th. Or is that both of you together? Or
it's,
is that
so it's my album, but Tucker plays on a lot of it. So does a couple of my other friends, Cody Piper, mm-hmm. Caitlin Fajardo, Julia, Nora, Brad Yoder, and Tracy Wharton. Mm-hmm. To name a few, we recorded that over at the new Mr. Smalls studio in the church with Brandon Stroop. It's all tracked completely live to tape. So yeah, it's very special. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. And a little bit of mixing, which always is so easy to mix and master because the decisions are so simple. Mm-hmm. Not really. It's hard, right, to get to that final point.
Yeah, it takes a while, but we got some good people working on it, so it's going to sound great.
Glad to hear that. We should have time, I think, for a couple more, as long as that is good for you.
That sounds great.
What would you like to do next?
Yeah, I'll play another song off that EP. I probably played it on my first visit here, actually, which was like, I don't know, three or four years ago.
It's been a while. It gets hard to, you know, the pandemic's been 5 years now, but I still find that it really has messed with my ability to know how long ago things were.
Mm-hmm. Same here. It's kind of crazy that the past 5 years feels kind of like a blur.
Yes.
Nevertheless, this is the first song on that EP. It's called Opening Act. I play it everywhere all the time, so some people might be sick of it, but I'm not yet, which is impressive for a song. I don't know. I like the way it sounds.
You indubitably have heard it more than anybody, or at least as much as anybody.
That's true.
And so, if you're not sick of it, how could we be?
Maybe. I appreciate that logic.
Try again, or just try not to remember all the remember when to cry together on the telephone is so much better than to cry. I've tried my luck down at the county fair, oh, but those judges, they told me Sunday songs are much too down to bear. So I'll just drag them around to every broken down dive in hopes I catch the ear of a drunken A&R guy. this might cut me a record deal if I make him cry. So I keep my head up and guitar in hand, 'cause they feed me for free when I open for the band. But if I care to drown out my sorrow that way, I'd be out of luck, 'cause all the drinks are out of pocket these days.
That's a fine song. I can see. I'm thinking you probably like playing it. I never caught the line about the A&R guy before. I mean, I knew like you were hoping to be discovered, but hearing the A&R guy, which is artist and repertoire.
Yeah.
It's a term you don't hear all the time, and it's. It's a great image, you know.
Thank you.
They're going to find me. They're going to discover me.
I'll
just keep on going from place to place. And if only that happened more often than it should.
Yeah.
You're a good songwriter, and I hope you'll keep at it. You both are, and it's really, you complement each other really well. We definitely have time for one more. Is there anything else either of you wanted to say that you haven't been able to say?
I don't think so. Just if you're a songwriter, come to that meetup next Wednesday. Doesn't matter what genre. I know. Like you say, songwriter meetup, you think folk, acoustic guitar, but we really want it to extend to any genre. We usually have a keyboard there if you're a keyboardist.
What's the name of the place again?
Hazel Grove Brewing. We're there 6:30 and 9. And even if you're not, you don't want to share a song, just come and hang out with some Pittsburgh songwriters.
And they are at 4609 Irvine Street. Mm-hmm. If you need to find them, and Hazel Grove Brewing is easy enough to Google. I was curious. There they are. Okay. They're not far from the Woods House,
yes,
which is at Hazelwood Green. They're just about a block away on Irvine Street. And that date is April 9th, starting
April 9th.
At 6:30.
Yeah. And after that, it'll be technically a second Wednesday, but after that, it'll be every first Wednesday of the month.
Excellent. Yeah. And I think you should feel welcome to come, even if you're there just to listen. Right? And
It's a public space. It's very geared towards songwriters, but we've had just music lovers stop in and people who find it interesting to hear songwriters talk about their craft. You know?
Yeah. It's I like to lurk at events like that. Thank you both for being here. I hope we'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having us.
What would you like to finish up with?
This is a song that I wrote called In the Night and Early Morning, and it will also be on that album I released. And Tucker sings on this song on the album along with my friend Caitlin Fajardo, who will be in Pittsburgh starting in August. I'm a really great Charleston-based songwriter right now. And it goes like this.
The road that has persuaded your feet to walk upon is quiet and complicated, uncertain and overdrawn. But as long as you're okay, then we'll watches sing along in the night and early morning when our troubles aren't so strong. Though I know the darkness surrounds this early eve, pleads for our attention, lulls us and deceives. Well, I'll wrap my arms around you and you'll rest within my fold in the night and the early morning when our troubles don't feel so. I'll be there if that's all right. A handshake or a whistle with our friends beneath the clouds in the night and early morning when our troubles aren't so loud. You sing the night and early morning when our troubles aren't so loud.
Mirabel, Skip Worth, and Tucker Metzl, thank you.
We have cleared off the table the leftovers saved.